The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Alice Black is with me. Alice is head of cinema at the Lighthouse Group. And she's here to celebrate National Cinema Day, which is happening, Alice, tomorrow, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
So this is going to be your busiest day of the year, is it?
It certainly was last year, and we're hoping that it'll be the same this year, yeah.
So how would you describe the place that cinema now holds in the media landscape or the entertainment landscape?
Yeah, I think it's interesting because during the pandemic, I think a lot of people thought maybe cinema was dead. And then we had our wonderful Barbie and Oppenheimer moment last year, which kind of rekindled, I think, a lot of people's love affair with cinema. And people are maybe getting a little bit tired of staying at home on the sofa and watching streaming services. So like we've seen a huge rebirth in cinema. And since the beginning of January, it looks like we could be on track going back towards 2019, which was our best year ever.
Oh, wow. Because that's kind of counterintuitive. I think a lot of people, you know, notwithstanding the success of Barbenheimer, or is that what they call it?
Yeah.
I thought, you know, it was maybe it had changed for good. Maybe not so.
No, I don't think so. I think there's still that appetite for going out and seeing films with your friends and being in a dark space, leaving your phone at home, maybe having a babysitter, leaving the kids at home, or going out as a family. It's still a cheap kind of night out as well.
Yeah. You
know, for a lot of people.
What do you say then to say, you know, Brian Cox was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and he said that the Marvel movies, well, I don't think he said Marvel, I think he said superhero movies, but really that means the Marvel movies in the last few years, had killed cinema specifically, as he know it. And we spoke to Brendan Gleeson on this show actually last week, and he kind of lamented maybe the ubiquitousness of those types of movies and the lack of movies like Oppenheimer, maybe the kind of the real character driven stories that kind of movie makers now think to themselves, I'm going to pitch this to a streamer instead of a big movie production company. Like, what do you say to all of that?
I'm not sure that that's actually true. I mean, certainly at the Lighthouse, we show a huge variety of films, and the films are still there and they're still being made, those smaller, those intimate, those really interesting stories, especially in Ireland. Like, we have a really strong filmmaking culture here, and we've seen some incredible Irish films come out over the last year, and there's lots more to come because I've seen a few of them already this autumn. So there's a real strong Irish film storytelling culture, as well as global cinema and world cinema. I think it's probably true that maybe the Marvel, the superhero films have had their day or maybe on pause.
Yeah.
But there's still lots of great movies to see in the cinema, for sure.
I'm always struck that, you know, when people give out about those movies, of not kind of sounding like old man raging against the dying of the light or something, that there's always things that are popular, or there's always trends, isn't there?
Yeah,
I mean,
absolutely.
People were probably giving out about Westerns once upon a time, and then kind of almost overnight they stopped being made. It's incredible.
Yeah, and it is kind of
just
a cycle.
The tide went out.
Yeah, and things change, and we've seen a really big resurgence of horror films this summer. Like, that's been kind of interesting.
Really?
You know, that hasn't been around for a while, but this summer, like, all the big, for us.
And what
anyways.
Kicked that off? Because the last time we had a surge in that, I remember speaking to somebody, they said it was Blair Witch. Blair Witch kicked it off. It came out of nowhere, and then suddenly you had all of those movies like The Ring and everything else that came afterwards.
Yeah, well, we've certainly had a big hit with Long Legs, the film with Nicolas Cage this summer, which kind of came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
And then we've had a really good series of them, and there's a lot more to come. There's going to be a big new Nosferatu in January. Like, I think it will be kind of a dark autumn in terms of what films are on release, which is great.
Oh, wow, okay. So a remake of the old Nosferatu.
Mm.
Oh, right, okay. That'll be interesting. So do you know in advance then what type of trends are coming?
I think we're probably maybe a little bit ahead of the average moviegoer because we see things far in advance and we go to film festivals and things like that. But no, I mean, our audience kind of tell us what they want to buy, what tickets they buy and what they come and see.
I often think it must be difficult to for these, maybe less so for yourselves and your part of the industry, but for the people who are making the products to be able to identify what the trends are going to be, because there's such a long lead-in time. You know, it's not like, oh, this recipe is suddenly popular. Well, by next week, we can have it out on the kind of plates in our restaurant. You need to know what's going to be popular in 2 years' time almost.
Yeah. And I think sometimes, like, genuinely the big moments are films that aren't part of that kind of manufactured You know, like it's this film has been really popular, so we're going to make another one just like it. Like the ones that really work, like Barbie and Oppenheimer, those are unique propositions that kind of came out of nowhere.
So what is happening tomorrow? What can
So tomorrow is National Cinema Day, where all tickets are €5.
Okay.
And there's lots of cinemas across the country participating. So we've got a full program from 10 o'clock in the morning till 12 o'clock at night. Lots of films to come and see.
Great. Do you want to hear something sacrilegious? Sacrilegious to you. I saw Barbie and Oppenheimer on an airplane.
Oh, no. Definitely
I'm
not
sorry.
The right way.
I'm sorry, Alice. Alice Black is the head of cinema at the Lighthouse Group.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.